The international body that regulates water levels in Lake Ontario and the St. Lawrence River will soon have more authority to deal with concerning conditions that present a risk of flooding next spring. WRVO's Payne Horning reports.
Lake Ontario is hovering at its long-term average and is 2 feet below where it was at this time last year, but it's not the same elsewhere in the Great Lakes. Some lakes are 2 or more feet above their long-term averages, and with a La Niña weather pattern this winter that could lead to an increase in precipitation, the International Lake Ontario St. Lawrence River Board has decided to raise outflow levels from the lake starting next month. Bryce Carmichael is the secretary to the board.
Analysis indicated that there's a moderate risk of exceeding water levels on Lake Ontario in the spring that could cause damages associated with high water levels. As they considered that risk and what could potentially be done to lower that risk, their hands were somewhat tied.
Carmichael is referencing Plan 2014, the water management plan that dictates outflow levels. The board now has authority to deviate from those mandates for the months of January and February. It's a step shoreline residents and lawmakers have been asking board members to take for months, given high water levels upstream. Janine Rossignol lives on Sodus Bay and is a board member of the Coalition to Protect Great Lakes Shorelines, a citizen advocacy group.
I mean, it's huge for us. We have been trying to recover from the damage from 2017 and 2019. To know that, this will help alleviate the chances of flooding for 2021 means a great deal.
Bernie Gigas, an engineer and Lake Ontario shoreline resident, agrees that this is a positive development, but he says it's not the answer to avoiding flooding. Gigas says ultimately the water management plan needs to be addressed.
Depending on what we get for weather next spring, we will flood. This will not change that. We'll get a couple inches out of it, but we will not get 2 feet out of it. Just impossible. Yeah. But it's a sign in the right direction that maybe Plan 2014 in the way that implemented under these very high water inflow conditions can't quite do it on its own.
For WRVO News, I'm Payne Horning.